Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat is 684 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. September at 697 and a half, down 4 3/4. July wheat in Chicago, 658 and a half, down 5. September, 667 and a half, down 6 1/4. July corn, 663 and 3/4, down 3 1/2. September, 565 and a quarter, down 7. December, 529, down 9 1/2. July soybeans, 1546 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. September, 1307 and 3/4, down 10. And November at 1263 and a half, down 11 3/4. July soybean meal, 478, down 160. September, 403.30, down 360. July soybean oil at 46.33 is down 7. September, 45.78, down 19. June live cattle, 120.20, down 95. August feeders, 150.05, up 35. And July lean hogs at 101.67 and a half, and they are down 30.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Just a program note to everyone who's listening at the moment. Mike will join us again this afternoon at 12:20 for special coverage of today's acreage and quarterly grains stocks report, and then he'll also be with us on the closing market report, that show getting underway at 2:06 this afternoon Central Time. Well, we are about, about 68, 67 minutes away, and the market is very quiet right now. Volume very low last night. I think everybody's got their hand poised over a button. But what button do they push depending on what numbers come out?
Yeah, is this Normandy, and are we the Germans or the Americans? That's the question, Dave. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what we've seen here this week continues today. The trade feels pretty comfortable with the wheat giving up all of its gains and actually going down to 2011, November-October lows from 2011 on a lead month continuation basis. It feels pretty comfortable continuing to bull spread the corn and beans ahead of the grain stocks and acreage report. And that makes sense from a standpoint of more nervousness about what the supplies may be on the grain stocks report, less nervousness now that the weather has backed away from a ridge in the western corn belt and excess moisture in the northern corn belt. The other thing I think that's been more predominant this week, again, has been the idea by traders to buy beans at the expense of corn and at the expense of wheat. And so we continue to see, maybe on a more magnified level, some of the same trading practices that we've seen for better part of 2 or 3 months.
So the question then becomes, have traders in their moves this week baked all of the moves of what they would call their average guesses into the cake at this point?
Yeah, if that analysis is right I just described, I think they have done a good job of assuming a bullish grain stocks report. So you would probably need to feed the bull on the old crop corn and beans, especially the old crop beans from a standpoint of the technicals, especially the old crop corn from a standpoint of the cash basis fighting some of the rallies this week and basis widening in some locations as futures has gone up. I'd say the exact opposite when it comes to the new crop, that you probably have baked in a more bearish sentiment because you're down near 1 to 2 to 3 week trading lows in the new crop corn and beans at this point. And if the trade would get underneath them after the report comes out, the idea that we're closer to a 1.5 corn carryover for 13, we're closer to a 2.50 carryover for 13 beans, I don't think they have that priced in at this stage of the game. And I think the biggest thing that I've experienced in these reports, especially the June report, is these numbers really help dictate the importance and the nervousness of the trade regarding the weather. Does the ridge mean anything to anybody next week when we come back, as we go into the 4th of July in the middle of the week? Does it mean anything, or are these numbers so big that the ridge really doesn't matter? And I think this is where the wheat has to be a real big, solid leader here coming after the report. And many would say, why would it be? And I think, Dave, it goes back to in 2010, 2011, 2012, the big lows in the wheat has been in the mid-June, late-June time period. And with us trading where we're at right now, it would make sense that they try and make a stand here going into the same seasonal.
A couple of points to bring up off of those remarks. Number one, regarding the ridge, shouldn't we be waiting about two more weeks to really begin to ask ourselves about a potential ridge because of the lateness of the crop?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment because the pollination window is farther out because of the planting delays. I would also say that you could probably tighten that up to the next week. The consultant, the primary consultant I work with, I spoke with him 2 days ago, and he said the European model, which is by far the most accurate here the last 6 months, is still trying to show some warmer, drier bias to it. It's just not a conclusive ridge, but he felt like that by the end of next week, then that bias would be more clearly determined and you'd be able to make a better forecast off of it. So I think that's where, if we do get a bearish report today, I would not be throwing in the towel as far as cash-related hedges. If I had to do anything, it would be continued paper-related, because I still question the weather, because when I talk to producers west of Champaign, west of Tuscola, west of Princeton, those areas are still dealing with anywhere from 10 to 25% losses in their fields due to ponding that has recurred over and over again. This week they had fresh ponding that they lost even more acres based upon some of the contacts. So stick to the medium term after the report numbers come out and stick to what the carryover level potentially may be based upon what USDA says.
Old crop soybeans, I think the trade is looking for something like 450, 451 million bushels. What would be construed as bullish?
I think you get below 425 because the lowest Reuters number is 413. That would suggest to me you get below 425 that the weekly stocks number at the major terminals that comes out every Tuesday is closer to being right. Right now, USDA's the average trade guess, if USDA came out at 442, 450 like you're talking about, that'd be down about 35% from last year. The weekly numbers are closer to being down 65 to 70% from last year. And I know you can't translate the weekly numbers into the monthly and the quarterly numbers one-to-one, but there's such a large disparity there. The lower this quarterly number is, the more likely the trade will see that the weekly numbers are more correct.
Reason I bring this up seems to me that if those kind of numbers under 425 were to occur, USDA won't give it to us next month on their WASDE report, but true ending stocks will be under 100 million bushels.
Yeah, or right at, or they're going to have to trim some demand off. Well, how do you trim demand off? You take prices higher.
Right.
How do you trim demand off by the balance sheets? You raise imports. How do you raise imports? You raise that price at the Gulf. You raise that price in the Southeast to make it cash flow to bring beans into the United States from South America. And that's really the function of the market. That's really the function of the July versus the SEP corn, the July versus the August beans. I think this is where, the cash market has done a good job and the basis has done a good job saying we are historically tight. We're back to springtime levels in the July Dees corn spread and the July Nov bean spreads with quote-unquote bitter, supply standing. The market's just not buying that. The cash trade's just not buying that. And I hope that the USDA comes in line at least with the average trade guess and what the market has been suggesting, because I think the market's been more accurate the last 6 to 12 months.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you in a little bit.
Yes, sir. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn, 663.5, down 3.75. September, 564.25, down 8. December, at 528.25, down 10.25. July beans, 1546.25, down 2.25. September, 1308.5, down 9.25. And November soybeans are 1263.5. They're down 11.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.